Now you're talking about Pace and Cairo 2?
That's correct.
Can you go through what those two looked at and what they reported?
Okay. So PACE was a clinical trial where actually you had also a choice between FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, and patients were randomized to bethesuzumab versus bethesuzumab and panitumumab. And CAIRO was FOLFOX versus bethesuzumab and randomized to bethesuzumab and cetuximab. So both arms showed either bethesuzumab alone or combination of panitumumab or cetuximab in combination with BEV. Now, these clinical trials both showed similar patterns with increased toxicities in the arm where both monoclonal antibodies were used, and the efficacy were decreased, measured by response rate, progression-free survival, which raised a lot of concern about overlapping additional toxicities, not only with the toxicity profile, but also compromising efficacy of chemo.
But didn't they basically, in spite of the problems with toxicity, receive a high fraction of the planned drug?
They did. But the problem is that overall, particularly in the early toxicity and early death rate in the PACE trial, increased significantly. And some of the explanation is that you can have GI toxicity with the EGF receptor inhibitors, particularly with chemotherapy. When you get more neutropenic, you may increase neutropenic septic complications, and that may be part of it. But there was significant increased toxicity in the combination arms with chemotherapy. What was the surprise that the efficacy went down despite all the data and safety from patients from the BOND 2 clinical trial? And I think we still not understand today what really happened in this clinical trial. Now, one of the reasons I think what happened is certainly that KRAS sorts out patients who benefits from cetuximab or panitumumab. And just what we discussed in the beginning, that the partnership of chemotherapy may play a significant role.
But am I correct in saying they looked at the KRAS wild and they still didn't see that much?
They didn't. That's correct. So it's more than the KRAS alone. I think the KRAS will not explain the differences in the toxicities and efficacy. I think what happened is, like we have seen in the other clinical trials, particularly the oxaliplatin-based combination with bethesuzumab, that maybe some of these patients, when you add cetuximab to it, may not only not benefit, but may be harmed by increasing mechanism in the pathways, increasing resistance to certain chemotherapies. In other words, some, when you add in certain condition, in subset of patients, both antibodies, you may increase resistance to chemo.
So I just had like a little bit of an insight, which was, I have to say that I was kind of surprised that they didn't close down the combined arm in that study when the CAIRO 2 trial was reported. The PACE had been previously reported. And I really have a lot of respect for Alan Vanook and all the people involved with that. But I think I just realized why they didn't, because they want to look at the tissue and figure out what's going on.
See, I'm a supporter to keep the combination all open, because this is the last and really open chance to really understand what's going on.
Are they really going to look at the tissue, though? Or are they going to get
it? So they will, because we will not only retrospectively look at the combination arm, but now patients will be only involved with wild type, which I think will solve some of the problems, maybe not all. But in really to understand what's going on, I think it will be critical to keep this line open in order to really understand what happens by combining both antibodies in first line.
I got to tell you, Heinz, we have a medical oncologist who's still partially in practice and partially helping us. Her name is Karen Green, and she reviews all these programs, and she's like the voice of the doc. And she always is saying, you didn't explain this, you didn't say what that trial was, you're assuming everybody knows all this stuff, you got to explain it more. So all I got to say to Karen listening to this right now is I hope that you're following it. I think I sort of am. It's kind of going sort of fast.